Welcome back into the program on this Thursday. We're just 2 days away now from a great college football weekend. It will be week 8 of the college football season, full of action this week. Top 25 games galore. We'll get into those. Not really that many between top 25 teams, but a lot of top 25 teams go on the road this week. We'll document those. The SEC has some interesting matchups, but not overly exciting games, as it will I think about 2 weeks from this Saturday, so I think you know where I'm going there. We'll talk a little bit about that. But first, our story of the day comes from Baton Rouge, and we were unable to get to it yesterday because we recorded the show before the news broke, but it came out of Louisiana. It was broken by the LSU Reveille, which is the school newspaper in Baton Rouge, that three LSU players, Matthew Ware and Simon, are suspended for Saturday's game against Auburn. It broke yesterday afternoon by the school newspaper that these three were suspended or are going to be suspended for the Auburn game. Now, LSU has not had an official comment on this. Last night, Les Miles was asked at his press conference about it, and he declined comment, and he said that allegations that the three failed collective drug tests were, quote, way left of center. Now, that is a Les Miles quote, so you interpret that how you will. He said, "I certainly understand the interest surrounding what seems to be news." Yeah, I'd say it seems to be news. "The problem with that news is its internal discipline and internal function of a team. I'm not inclined to be forthcoming with information. I'm reactionary to the news. I'm reactionary to the needs of the media and things external to us." So it's not going to be short-cutted, Les Miles said. "There needs to be communicate information that I will share. Well, I'm doing this for the best of our football team and squad." Wow, that is hard to read. Les Miles' statement is not easy. But apparently he's saying that he is not going to confirm what everybody else in Baton Rouge has seemingly already confirmed, and that, of course, being just news outlets. But the cat's pretty much out of the bag at this point. Three LSU players, Thurl Simon, Spencer Ware, and Tyrann Mathieu, have been suspended. Now, Mathieu is the star cornerback. He was the guy that a couple of weeks ago a lot of people were saying is in the Heisman race. Now, whether he was legitimately in or not is open for debate. I can tell you right now, he's no longer in that race if he ever was. Spencer Ware is the power back that LSU has been prominently featuring the last several games. He's had a really good year. He had a good one last year. Really had a breakout game in the bowl game against Texas A&M, but he is one of these three suspended as well. Well, and Thurl Simon is a key defensive player for the LSU team, too. So, and that, by the way, was reported by the Times-Picayune there in Baton Rouge. Jim Kleinpeter, excellent reporter, reported that Thurl Simon, he was the one that broke the Simon report. The other two were broken by the Daily LSU Reveille, excuse me, the school newspaper there on campus in Baton Rouge. So definitely things not going well for LSU, which began the year with Jordan Jefferson and the controversy over him. What did he assault a Marine? Did he kick a Marine in the head? Nobody really knew. Of course, his charges were decreased, and he was allowed back on the LSU football team for the bar fight that he had and others had there, and he was off the team for several weeks, but was reinstated and has contributed some, but it's still Jarrett Lee's offense. There's no question about that. Jarrett Lee has been the number one quarterback for the Tigers the last couple of weeks, whether it be the Florida game or the Tennessee game. But now you have this, another major distraction and another suspension. You know, if these reports are true, and I would think that it would be a lot of people are going to look very bad if these reports end up being untrue, but I'm going to go ahead and err on the side of believing them. But these three suspended for the Auburn game, that's not good. That's not good. And you have, in 2 weeks, the game of the century taking place between LSU and Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Will they be suspended for that game or will they not? Our friend Joe Shad from ESPN put out a tweet the other day saying that he does not, that what from what he is told, These three will most likely not be suspended for the Alabama game. Now, again, there has been no official word of them from the LSU athletic department of them being suspended this weekend against Auburn. But with all of the news outlets reporting it, I mean, it's on every national publication you can think of. And, of course, the story is being driven by the local newspaper, the New Orleans Times-Picayune, and, of course, the Daily LSU Reveille. Man, I can't get that word out today. But with all of that reporting, it's going to be hard for me to see this story falling through. I would think these three players are indeed not going to play Saturday against Auburn. Now, how does this affect the game? That's a good question. Auburn, of course, has been they've done well this year. They've done better than expectations to this point, I believe. Now, how they finish the season is going to be very interesting. But their month of October was the one everybody said they were going to have a very difficult time during, and they would also may not even win all of their games. So some people said they would lose every single one of them, including Ole Miss, which comes up next week. Well, they knocked off South Carolina by 3. They lost to Arkansas 38-14. They knocked off Florida last week. You saw that, 17-6. And now they play LSU in Baton Rouge, and then they play Ole Miss at home next week. So this is going to be a defining game for Auburn next week against Ole Miss, I think. But this LSU game, it's a big game, and Auburn really doesn't have anything to lose. They're coming into this game as the team with no shot. They're playing number one in the country, LSU. But these suspensions certainly add an interesting twist. Two defensive players, Thurald Simon and Tyron Matthew, and Matthew easily the best defensive player for LSU this season, are no longer on the team. Now, Spencer Ware, I don't think that's as big of a loss for the Tigers, LSU Tigers, because even though he was doing very well in that power back role that he has been playing the last couple of weeks, Michael Ford has contributed mightily the last couple of years, and he is a very good back and can back Spencer Ware up very well. So I think LSU will be okay on the offensive side of the ball without Spencer Ware, but Tyron Matthew and Thurald Simon are definitely going to be key losses for this LSU defense and Auburn's offense. Will they be able to move the football? Of course, Clinton Mosley is going to be the starting quarterback for the first time this week. It's going to be an interesting experience having him go to Baton Rouge and start, but with two defensive players out, perhaps Auburn can take advantage of LSU's defense. Having said all that, I still believe LSU wins the game and probably wins handily, but it just won't. I just don't see it being a blowout of epic proportions, as some might have predicted before these three were suspended. I will say this: Les Miles, if he can do one thing right, it is handle chaos. He, over time, whether it's during the game, after the game, with reports about him going to Michigan, you name it, Les Miles has always handled it really well and seems to always come out on top. It's when everybody believes in LSU and things are kind of asleep and under the radar in Baton Rouge that things tend to happen that are on the negative side for LSU. So now that we've spent most of this program talking about that, that is our top story of the day. LSU suspends, reported by several news outlets in Baton Rouge and the surrounding area, their star defensive player Tyron Matthew, Thurald Simon, another defensive back, and Spencer Ware, the running back that is who has been a very big contribution for the Tigers this year, are all reportedly suspended for the Auburn game. And there are reports out that say it has to do with failed drug tests. I don't really want to speculate on it. I believe what Jim Klein Peter has reported there, but I don't know if that is what it is. It hasn't been confirmed that that is what it is, so we don't know that for sure. But Jim Klein Peter reporting from the Times-Picayune that it was indeed related to a failed drug test. Well, which game this weekend are you most looking forward to seeing? I tell you, an upset alert. 11 o'clock Central on FX. And by the way, FX is doing a wonderful job with their programming of college football this year. I was really skeptical with the new Fox package, how they would work. You got a little Big 12, Pac-12, their new contract with all those guys out there. I think so far they're doing a wonderful job. Gus Johnson, really, you know him from basketball and the way he calls basketball in such an electric way. Well, obviously he's not with CBS anymore, but He moved to FX, and to my taste so far, he calls football in the exact same way. Very fun to watch a game with Gus Johnson behind the microphone, but he will be calling the Oklahoma State-Missouri game. And if there's ever a chance this weekend that an upset could take place, I think this is where it is most ripe for one. That includes trumping Wisconsin at Michigan State, which will be Saturday night. But Oklahoma State going on the road to Columbia, Missouri. Missouri has all the distractions right now about going to the SEC and all, but I don't think that's affecting their team on the field right now. And they are looking at this as an opportunity to knock off one of the top teams in the country. Remember, it was a year ago, around this time, that Oklahoma went into Columbia, and the Sooners, as the number one team, were knocked off by the Tigers. So don't put it past Missouri to try something like that at all. Clemson hosts North Carolina this weekend. That one is on ESPN at 11 o'clock in the morning. Just reading chronologically what you'll be viewing on Saturday if you choose to watch football. Illinois is at Purdue. That one's on ESPN2 in the morning. I don't think Illinois will have much trouble bouncing back against Purdue, but you never know. Kansas State is on the road at Kansas. That could be an interesting game, although I still see Kansas State. They've owned Kansas in recent memory, and Bill Snyder, I mean, is there any question that he has that program so much more at an elevated level than the Kansas program is under new head coach Turner Gill? Now, he may turn the corner at some point, but to this point, he's been very underwhelming as a hire in Kansas, and Kansas State is still leaps and bounds in front of the Jayhawks program in football. Kentucky will host Jacksonville State on the U at 11 o'clock in the morning. Wow, will anybody in the world be concerned about this game? Kentucky has just fallen off of the map. They are 2-4 at this point. They've had an off week, so that's probably why nobody knows that they still play football. But they're going to host Jacksonville State. And by the way, the Gamecocks upset Ole Miss last year. Don't forget that. I mean, this could be an interesting game, especially the way Kentucky has played this year. They almost were defeated by Western Kentucky, almost were beaten by Central Michigan, and then they were beaten by everybody else, which includes Louisville, and of course Florida, LSU, and South Carolina. So, interesting game there it could be for Kentucky. Arkansas, number 9, goes on the road to face Ole Miss at 11:21 Central Time. That's on the SEC Network. You'll have to check your local TV listings to see which station carries that, but that's on your SEC Network local affiliate. Number 12, Virginia Tech is at home against Boston College at 2 o'clock. I think Virginia Tech will probably be able to handle this game, but you never know. But that's at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, Virginia Tech hosting Boston College. That game's not on regular TV. It is on ESPN3 if you have any way to get that. Number 20, Auburn, of course, is on the road at number one, LSU. That one's on CBS. Air Force is on the road at Boise State. Boise State, wow, they moved up in competition, didn't they? I mean, buddy, they went from drumming teams by 30 points in the WAC on average. Now they're drumming teams by 45 or more in the Mountain West. I mean, their competition, I'm not so sure the WAC wasn't a tougher conference for Boise State than the Mountain West has been to this point. They still got a lot of schedule yet to be played, and that will include this week against Air Force. And I don't think Boise State's going to run roughshod over Air Force like it has some of the other teams from the Mountain West, but don't think Air Force is going to give them much of a test either. Air Force is a good program, but they will run into a big-time wall in Boise this weekend. How about Nebraska at Minnesota on ABC or ESPN2, whichever you get? That's going to be interesting. I don't think Minnesota is going to be pulling an upset here, though. No, I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say Nebraska is able to pull this one through. Texas A&M is on the road at Iowa State. This could be an interesting test for A&M as they continue to end their... I mean, can you believe this is the last regular season, full regular season, Texas A&M will be in the Big 12? When you stop to think about it, now we obviously are located here in the SEC, so it doesn't affect us as much, but for Texas A&M, it's the last time you're going to go, and I'm sure this is not very memorable, but to Ames, Iowa. I mean, I'm sure that's probably not the place at the top of Texas A&M's list of memories when they leave the Big 12, but I mean, it's still the last time Texas A&M's going to go to these stadiums and see these fan bases as a conference member. Now, of course, they can play non-conference, but it's got to be interesting if you're Iowa State. You know, you've played Texas A&M all these years, and now this is the last time. This is the last time you'll see them as a conference team coming in. That one's on. That's Texas A&M at Iowa State, 2:30 Central on ABC, if you can get that game on your local ABC station. On ESPN at 2:30, number 22, Georgia Tech, coming off of that disastrous loss against Virginia. They are playing at Miami. That should be an interesting game. It just depends on what ABC station locally carries what game, but Maryland at Florida State is the other game that will be opposite Nebraska and Minnesota on the ABC ESPN2. One will be on ABC, one will be on ESPN2. Check your local listings, but Maryland at Florida State, it's a big game for Florida State, I think. They have to salvage a win here. They've been really not very good all year, and I think they've underperformed, although I really thought they were overrated to begin with. But they really have underperformed and have lost a couple of games that, and in the fashion they've lost them, that have really sent a lot of people scratching their heads. But I do think this is going to be a win for them over Maryland. But Maryland can cause some problems, as we saw last week against Clemson. But don't you think Maryland's kind of spent their wad now? They had Clemson beat for three quarters last week, and then, of course, in typical Maryland style. Could you believe we're saying that about Clemson? We're usually saying it's typical Clemson to choke at the last minute. Well, in this case, somebody choked against Clemson. It was Maryland. But anyway, that's Maryland at Florida State on 2:30 on ABC or ESPN2, depending on which you get. Not televised is number 10 Oregon on the road against Colorado. This will be a score fest. I mean, Colorado has been short of terrible this year. And Oregon obviously can put up the points when it needs to. So this will be Oregon have at it. The new guys on the block, Colorado and Utah, not faring so well so far in the Big 12, in the Pac 12 rather, not the Big 12. But they'll get run Saturday easily by Oregon. Marshall plays at number 19 Houston. Houston's having a nice season. They'll get a win at home, I think, against Marshall. Number 21, Penn State, is on the road against Northwestern. Boy, Penn State just keeps plugging along week by week. This one's on the Big Ten Network at 6 o'clock Central Saturday night. Penn State on the road against Northwestern. Army at Vanderbilt is at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. I'm sure a grand total of 15 people will be watching that game. And I'm sure it'll probably be an interesting game. I think Army will hang with them, but I think Vanderbilt's playing at another level this year. I think they'll probably come away with the win. As we know, the third Saturday in October, kind of pushed in a corner this year. It's on ESPN2 at 6:15. Tennessee has to go on the road against Alabama. I don't think they really want to. Tennessee fans will be tuning in at least for the first 5 minutes of that game. I don't know. Something about this game tells me it's not going to be an Alabama rout in the sense of epic proportions and just total destruction of whatever is left of Tennessee's football program. I just don't see it that way. Although I do see Alabama winning by double digits, but it's going to be one of those games where it's just a slow, painful death for Tennessee, something that they really just can't overcome. And they know they can't overcome it. Their fans know they can't overcome it. It'll just be a boring game for anybody outside of Tuscaloosa who doesn't wear crimson and white. So I think Alabama will roll in that one, but just not as everybody said they're just going to trounce Tennessee. I don't know about that, but I don't think it's going to be the 12-10 field goal block thriller that we saw 2 years ago either, last time Tennessee visited Tuscaloosa. Of course, Texas Tech is on the road at Oklahoma, and Washington is on the road at Stanford. Two interesting games with two top teams that could be in a position to be upset this weekend. Those are on ABC, depending on which one, where your local listings, what your local listings are going to be showing. And then on ESPN, Saturday night, of course, is number 6 Wisconsin on the road to face number 16 Michigan State. Michigan State, of course, coming off of the big win over Michigan. Wisconsin, did they get upset on the road? East Lansing at night? It's a tough place to play, I'm sure, but I think Wisconsin will probably be able to handle it. Russell Wilson, very good football team there. This is a needed win for Wisconsin. If they can look impressive in this game, it'll probably give them one of the few boosts they'll get all year in terms of BCS clout. They need this one badly. If they limp through this one and they win a one-point game or overtime game, they're probably not going to get the voters aren't going to see, wow, they really trounced them. But if they can just destroy Michigan State, then I think that's going to be something that they will get credit for, because they need all the credit they can get with their schedule and the way the Big Ten looks this year. And they're going to need some BCS points, and they need them any way they can get them. USC is playing at Notre Dame at 6:30 on NBC. This is a primetime game by the National Broadcasting Company. USC going on the road to face Notre Dame. Everybody thinks Notre Dame's going to win this game. I don't. I think USC will beat them. USC is a shell of its former self, but they're doing all right. They're on probation. Everybody who's been on probation knows how much fun that is. But that's your top 25 slate, an SEC slate this weekend. Other than that, not a whole lot happening. It'll be interesting to see how all these games shake out, but we're just kind of plugging along for the next 2 weeks, because everybody knows the first weekend in November is the Super Bowl, and it's happening in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Much more on that to come. In fact, I think we'll probably broach the subject a little bit more than we have been so far tomorrow when David Sears joins us to give us the Alabama insight that we get once a week from him. That's tomorrow on the Friday Bun Sports Show, so that'll be interesting. But that game is 2 weeks away, so we can't spend all of the time between now and then talking about it. And we do have some matchups this week, so enjoy them, and we will see you tomorrow to round out the week. Have a nice day.